The BBC presents Spark in Judea, adapted by Simona Pakenham from the play by R.F. Delderfield. Spark in Judea.
The reception room of the Governor Pontius Pilate's residence, overlooking the temple area in Jerusalem, about the year 33 A.D.
Hurry, Goethe. A visitor has arrived. Bring him in here. Hurry. What is it you want?
I have an appointment, madam, with His Excellency the Governor, Pontius Pilate.
Oh, Aurelian. Don't you recognize me, Aurelian?
Jupiter. Claudia Procula.
Procula.
I didn't expect you so soon. Here, what will you drink? Local, Sicilian?
Oh, anything.
The Iberian's good.
Oh, fine.
Sit down and tell all your news. Pilate might be ours. He's talking about money. Half the time out here, we talk about money. Come now. Everything.
I had no idea you were out here. I was talking to Pilate only 2 days ago. He said nothing at all about you.
I wanted to surprise you. He told me you'd be calling within 3 or 4 days.
I thought there was an edict forbidding the wives of provincial governors to follow them abroad.
Oh, my dear, there is. A terribly strict one. I had to get at the emperor himself through Sejanus the legate. It took me nearly a month. But never mind me. I want to hear about you and the rest of them. I've been starved of everything but official directives for more than a year. How and where are your brothers, Valerius and Pinto? And your sister, Tina? How did you like your first month's honest toil? Come now, facts, rumors, and scandal.
Valerius is pretending to farm in Thessaly. He spends most of his time breeding for the equestrian games. One of his teams is entered for the big race at Antioch in the spring.
Ah, and dear lanky Pinto...
Pinto is still in Rome, dividing his time between poetry and politics. He's very bad at both. Tina, she married a Sicilian. You might remember him.
Not the solemn one with bloodshot
That's
eyes.
That's him. But he's fabulously rich. They've got 28 slave farms and a great labyrinth of a house.
Oh, good for Tina. But do you realize, Aurelian, that I haven't set eyes on you since that week I came over to see you in Capri?
Just after your marriage.
Of course, that was where you first met Pontius. Mm-hmm. How did you two get on when you met on the aqueduct?
Oh, splendidly. I like him. He's as keen as a razor's edge. Do you know, Procula, I...
Well, go on, say it.
That time in Capri, I underestimated him. I think all of us did.
We weren't his sort, were we? Any of us, and most of us showed it. All except you, Aurelian. I loved you for that. He never forgot it either. That was why he put in a special demand for you to come down here and work on his wretched pipeline.
Hermes, did he speak for me?
Oh, you didn't know.
Well, of course I didn't. I bribed a steward of Vitellius 50 denarii to get that job. He took it as though it were a pair of old sandals.
Ah, that ought to teach you a lesson. Still, you are interested in the work, aren't you?
Oh, enormously. And this is the biggest chance I've had in my life. A free hand on a job this size before I'm 35.
You and Pontius will get on. You're both bitten with the same urge to do something. Stand back, wreathed in self-satisfied smiles, and say, "There, I made it. Applaud me, you indolent louts, dribbling your wine and fondling your women."
Oh, he was always like that. It's very fortunate that he is. You got him this post, didn't you?
To my everlasting sorrow.
Oh, he's happy enough, surely.
No, I like him for wanting to do something with his life, instead of frittering it away like our crowd in Rome. But there's a limit, Aurelian. One shouldn't let responsibilities destroy one's capacity to enjoy oneself.
Don't lose me my money, Procula.
Money?
I bet on your marriage.
Oh, you have. You won't lose your money. It's only that, well, recently he's been so busy, so preoccupied with the worry of it all that I begin to wonder...
How difficult are things here in Judea?
Sometimes I think not so difficult as they appear to him.
It's the most tricky of all the provinces.
So I've heard.
If it hadn't been, all your influence wouldn't have got him the post. It would have gone to a favorite.
And the favorite would have settled down and let things run themselves.
Oh, I despise that type of administrator. Pilate's worth 10 of them. What made you follow him out?
I got bored.
That isn't the answer.
It's part of it. We had a child. It was born dead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That isn't the answer either. I was in love with him. Are you shocked, Aurelian?
Not a bit. I knew you were. That's why I bet on you. May I give you some advice?
Go back to Rome.
The reverse. Stick out the term here and come home in triumph together. You'll never regret it. Someone's coming.
Oh, it's Pontius. Oh, don't let him see we've been discussing him. Talk about home. Mm-hmm. How long has Tina been married to her Sicilian?
2 years or more.
Any children?
Not Tina.
Oh, it's stupid of her. With all those slaves of his, he may get a middle-aged passion for some of his own merchandise.
I've warned her a dozen times. Valeria says that...
Greetings, Aurelian. They tell me you're here. Get her my cloak and sandals. No drink, Procula. Agatha will fetch them. Orange crush. Did you bring the sketches, Aurelian?
Yes, Your Excellency. Here they are. Not yet coloured in, I'm afraid.
Oh, no matter.
We've had time to gossip. I've not heard so much news in months. Pontius will be interested to hear about everyone.
Oh, I unloaded myself when we met in the pipeline early in the week.
These are excellent. I'll go into them thoroughly tonight. You may go now, Agatha. You needn't keep up appearances here, Aurelian. I can't have you calling me Your Excellency and my wife Claudia.
We never does. Service with Vitellius seems to have made him half a diplomat already.
That servant of yours, Goethe, that odd-looking, misshapen fellow, does he ever speak?
No, he can't.
He was my guide in the Tungri campaign under Germanicus. His tribe caught him and tortured him so that he limps, and he's lost the power of speech. Brocula tried to teach him to talk again.
He wept with the effort, but it was useless. We rather love him, don't we, Pontius?
He's a good object lesson. Most of us talk too much. You'd better stay here tonight, Aurelian, and go over the master plans with me.
No, you can't tonight. Theocritus and his wife are coming.
Damn them. I can't be polite to that woman.
Well, you invited them yourself.
Put them off.
But this is the second time.
I'm sorry, but I can't have guests here tonight.
Well, if we had them this once, we'd be rid of them.
Nonsense. It would encourage them to call every day.
As you wish. I'll send the messenger. Excuse me, Aurelian.
I suppose you ought to know... We shall be lucky if we ever complete the pipeline into the city.
Not complete it? Jupiter, you must have sunk a fortune into it already.
That's what I mean. We're in serious financial difficulty.
But you must have got an imperial grant.
A few thousand from the Provincial Works Fund. That was used up long ago. Do you think Rome really cares whether Jerusalem drinks fresh water or foul?
But what of the civil levy here in Judea?
It was gathered in months ago.
But where has the money come from?
From the Corban.
From the... Temple treasury?
Don't look so horrified, Aurelian. I got it with the consent of the Sanhedrin. They're due for the usual rates of interest. If Rome would only pay the interest regularly, I could go on borrowing. Meantime, I have to humor the priests. A man can't bully his creditors.
It's time the temple was made to pay for something practical.
I'd forgotten how sure of life one can be at 30.
33, sir.
A year or two, what matter? It's the decade that counts. At 44... And I cease to be sure of anything, except death.
But it's ridiculous. You've taken risks to give the civil population something that's long overdue. Surely that entitles you to demand cooperation from the priests?
The priests aren't interested in pure water, Aurelian. They prefer power. With myself in their debt, they've got power. And they won't let go. Do you know why I picked you for this post?
I had hoped it was on account of my qualifications.
Not those enclosed in your application to Vitellius, I'm afraid. I picked you... Because your outlook is disloyal to your class.
I don't understand.
Both you and Procula come from what is known as the ruling class. They don't rule anymore. What is the empire to the peacocks and sham philosophers in the Capitoline Hill? A turbulent yielder of wealth which enables them to eat, drink, and whore themselves into early graves.
That can't last much longer. Over in Africa, they're already saying Rome is an apple ripe for plucking.
A defeated barbarian said that a century ago. So did Spartacus the gladiator. Almost proved it. Yet Rome survives from year to year. It could survive until the end of time if the men in power cared enough to work. A year ago, up in Samaria, I had a vision.
Sorry to break in, but I had news. Can't wait.
I'm sure it can't. A drink, Marius, before you curse Judea.
You better pack your saddlebags for the north again, Aurelian. The masons have stopped work.
Huh?
Stopped work? But this is monstrous. They had their pay.
No.
I tell you, 10 days' pay for the 400 masons to send early yesterday morning.
They didn't arrive. The paymaster was ambushed by Barabbas and his band within 2 hours' march of the pools. They got the pay chest and 4 of my men damned them.
That's serious enough, but it shouldn't cause a general stoppage.
The masons seem well satisfied with their rate of pay.
They are when they get it.
All the more reason for giving a pay chest an adequate escort.
Damn you, you trying to teach me my job?
Stop behaving like children. Tell me, Marius, Have you had any particular trouble down there lately?
Trouble? Priests have been making mischief on that pipeline for more than a month. The work's being used as a cover for every separatist and religious fanatic in the province.
That isn't the fault of the civilian staff.
I'm not arguing whose fault it is, but I want the means to cope with the trouble. I should like you to sign this paper.
What do you want?
For the moment, I'm asking Vitellius for a reinforcement of 3 cohorts.
Well, this is ridiculous, Marius.
I tell you, we've got to have them. They have troops to spare in Syria. This pipeline isn't popular.
The officers of the garrison are responsible for that.
What's that you say?
They've let it be known that the pipeline is a military undertaking, aimed at strengthening the garrison's position in event of a siege. I've heard it myself.
Did you also hear that civilians are expected to mind their own damn business?
If I'm in charge of the work, it's essential
that
I have...
Hold your tongue, Aurelian. Marius, how many men have you between here and the springs?
1 legion of auxiliaries, and that's depleted.
I asked you, how many men?
Just over 5,000, and no cavalry.
They have chariots.
60, and half of them in the workshops.
Over 5,000 men and 60 chariots. 3 cohorts in Samaria and another in Galilee. And yet you expect me to send a whining letter to Vitellius to come down from Syria with reinforcements. Is it a Parthian war you expect? Or a little unrest among unarmed workmen?
There's Barabbas and his followers.
Ah, a few ragged outlaws weighed down with loot. Now listen, Marius. This matter of the aqueduct. Can't any of you realize that it's an honest attempt to reconcile Judea to Roman administration?
It's perfectly obvious the work is a military undertaking.
If it is, then don't expect the civil staff to take responsibility for trouble.
Am I to be hectored by a civil official who hasn't been in the province a week?
Aurelian, go into the plan room. Wait until I send for you.
Your Excellency.
That's an order.
As you wish, sir.
Now, Marius, if there is serious trouble, the civil staff will need a scapegoat. And the first man they'll pick on is you.
Oh, yes. Yes, I expect to be blamed for it. It's always the brutal soldiery that gets the whipping.
You want a transfer to Egypt, don't you?
Who doesn't? Gaul, Egypt, anywhere out of here.
Then, in the name of all that's sane, be guided by me. It's essential we get this job finished and show the mass of the population here we're not the greedy pirates the priests would have them believe. That makes sense, doesn't it?
The only thing these people understand is the sharp end of a pilum.
That kind of talk will ruin the empire. What's needed here is patience.
Ah, poet's talk. I've seen a campaign bungle through patience. It didn't help just as the consul, did it? The barbarians cut off his eyelids and kept him awake in the sun with javelin points for more than a week.
I was a junior officer under Gestus before you saw your first campaign. Now then, until actual violence occurs, I'm in command here. Will you obey my orders, or hand me your resignation here and now?
What are your orders?
Go to the house of the high priest now, and conduct him here personally.
Suppose he won't come?
Then ask him to send his deputy. Annas, the former high priest, will do. Do not discuss the matter on the way, and on no account use force.
I suppose you know what you're doing?
You can be sure I do. And Marius, it's offensive to carry arms into the house of a Jew. Leave your sword here.
But... Oh, well.
Goethe, fetch her, mistress.
All right, Goethe. I was coming. Why don't you get some rest, Pontius?
Rest? How can I?
Clear the glasses, Goethe.
And then come back. I want this room set for visitors.
You won't be able to stand this strain much longer.
Do you imagine I enjoy it?
To a degree, I suppose.
Oh, what's happening to us, Procula? You used to understand so well.
You used to take the trouble to explain.
I would again. Your understanding was important to me.
Nothing is important to you now but Judea.
Well, that isn't fair.
It's fact. How can you expect sympathy and understanding? What woman likes to be married to a couple of outlying provinces?
You understood it all when I came out here. What's different today?
You're different, Pontius. Sometimes so different, I hardly recognize you.
You must see that a task of this size takes every ounce of my concentration.
It's not merely a matter of concentration. I can stand being virtually ignored. It's your whole attitude to life. The risks you run, the reckless way in which you stake your career and our whole future on your policy. And for what?
A man has to take certain risks if he's to justify himself. Would you have me play for safety and ape the satrap in Caesarea?
You know I wouldn't. But, well, this aqueduct. which began as a mild municipal project, has now become an obsession.
I'm up against forces I can't even see. A cold-blooded priesthood. Mass ignorance on the part of the population. Greed on the part of the craftsmen exploiting their skill. Utter indifference from Rome and the people that sent me out here. And yet, I go on believing in what I'm doing, in spite of finding my own wife playing the cynic. If you had... Who is it?
Special Patrol, Your Excellency.
Oh, it's Longinus. Find Aurelian for me. He went into the church room.
Very well.
Come in, Longinus.
The masons are coming into the city, Your Excellency. I got an hour's start on them at Bethlehem.
Are they armed?
I think not. It looks like a peaceful demonstration, but it's well organized.
Were any of the priests in Bethlehem?
The priest Annas had been there recently, Your Excellency.
I knew it. But why? It can't be a matter of money.
There's another possibility, Your Excellency.
Well?
There's another messiah, a new one from the north.
Well, the advent of a new messiah isn't likely to tempt Annas as far south as the springs in this weather. Messiahs are as common as pomegranates around here. Here, drink this. You've no time for food or a bath.
Oh, thank you, sir.
When the masons reach the area of the fort, allow them to congregate here.
In the outer court, sir.
In the inner, underneath the balcony.
Is that wise, Your Excellency?
Very. Nothing confounds a mob like an open gate. Take the main gate sentries off duty and post two immediately below.
And the bodyguard?
Dress them as civilians and arm them with clubs. Let them mingle with the masons when they come and join them yourself. If any legionary strikes first, he'll die for it. You can tell them that.
I'll do my best, Your Excellency.
Oh, one more thing. This messiah, did you see him?
A glimpse, just outside the Hebron, sir. I reined in at a large crowd. He was preaching.
Sedition?
Oh, no, sir. He was talking about the kingdom of God.
You may go, Longinus.
Very good, sir.
Your Excellency?
Ah, Reading, come in.
I can't stand that fire-eating Marius. But he's right about one thing. The sword's still the ultimate answer to everything.
You think so?
Don't you? At heart?
No.
Then what's the alternative? We're only civilized where we can hold the barbarian at a spear's length.
I met a man once who had an alternative.
Who?
A Jew. A Jew I met in Samaria. Have you ever been so full of a sense of failure that you felt ashamed to go on living?
You never get more than halfway towards self-satisfaction with a job.
It happened to me 9 months ago. Over a trifling affair, a land dispute up in Samaria. After a day in the stifling courtroom, I rode out into the desert alone. Out to a place called the Prophet's Well. Perhaps the heat had made me light-headed. I let the horse go and sat on the low parapet. When I looked up again, I saw a man cooking some cakes over a little fire. I always thought it odd. I didn't see him the moment I arrived.
Yes?
He was a big fellow, only a beggar. But his clothes were clean, and so was his beard. He had the most beautiful face I've ever seen. Beautiful, but strong. You could picture him equally well as a Gallic chief shouting defiance at the legions, or as one of those half-crazy ascetics one sometimes finds in the caves of Thessaly. His voice matched his face. The voice of a great orator, played down to a murmur, trickling out the most persuasive logic in the world.
What did you talk about?
Ah, what indeed? Of Rome, of life and living, of comradeship, of pain and the inner mind, and of its victories over the flesh. I remember he called that mind the spirit, and that led us to life after death. Soon I contributed nothing but questions, 10 score or more questions. And he answered them all so simply that I grew afraid.
Of your ignorance?
Of my arrant cowardice, Aurelian.
Oh, you're less of a coward than anyone I know.
Measured against that Jew, we are all cowards, Aurelian. He had a plan.
What was it? Jewish emancipation?
So much simpler. It was a plan to gamble everything on the inherent goodness of man.
How?
By humility, by gentleness, and by trust. Man for man, and tribe for tribe. By tolerance, by humor, by stoicism. But above all, by forgiveness.
The Greeks up to date. Plato...
Beside that man, Plato was a mere pedant. Well, that was my vision. I rode back and ran into the search party sent out for me, and I laughed in their faces. I suppose they thought me mad. And mad I was until the next dawn. For I knew that if the Jews' plan could be grafted onto our empire, it would justify the centuries of strife that went to Rome's building. My faith endured until sunrise. And the fire burned out. I still have the ashes.
Your Excellency, Annas, the former high priest.
Goethe, fetch drinks and fresh fruit. I appreciate your coming at such short notice, Annas. Please seat yourself.
The high priest declined our cordial invitation.
Caiaphas bade me express his profound regrets.
But you are in a position to speak on his behalf, I trust.
On all but matters of high policy, Your Excellency.
The aqueduct. Is that high policy?
If I can assist in furthering the welfare of my people, I shall be happy to cooperate, Your Excellency. Those are my instructions.
Good. You are, of course, aware of the reason I sent for you.
I have been informed there is some unrest on the pipeline, Your Excellency.
Yes. Why did the High Priest give orders for the work to stop, Annas?
Your Excellency has been misinformed.
You disclaim responsibility?
Emphatically, Your Excellency.
You have been down to the springs yourself.
My duties take me all over Judea, Your Excellency.
Can you make any suggestions as to the cause of the stoppage?
A matter of a stolen pay chest, I believe.
How do you know that so soon?
It is common knowledge in the city, Your Excellency.
That's true enough. Everyone knows it by now.
You were at the springs last night before the ambush occurred. For what reason?
The Masons are all of our faith. I was summoned to give advice.
Advice? Upon what issue?
A spiritual issue, Your Excellency.
Are you suggesting that the Masons know that their pay comes from the temporal treasury?
I cannot answer that question with accuracy, Your Excellency.
Can you guess at it?
Yes, Commandant. I can guess at it.
And what is your guess, Annas?
My people are a God-fearing people. If they did know that Rome is paying them from the Carban, they would be humiliated.
Would their humiliation be soothed by knowledge of the temple's rate of interest?
You will recall you enjoined us to strict secrecy as regards that matter, Your Excellency.
What in Jupiter's name has all this to do with a stolen pay chest?
A good deal, I imagine. The priests went down to the springs and gave away the source of the money and tried to stir up trouble on that score. But it takes more than a spiritual grievance to make a well-paid man lay down his tools.
Yes, Aurelian?
The hint was dropped to certain parties to help themselves to coin and give the men a practical cause for complaint.
This is preposterous, Your Excellency.
Is it preposterous, Annas?
You imply that the temple is a party to highway robbery.
Men have done worse things for power, Annas. What is it you want over in that nest of intrigue at the High Priest's house? In the name of reason, what is it you want?
We would be grateful if Rome backed the authority she vested in us, Your Excellency.
We have your own laws, complete religious freedom, and your own court.
Courts, Your Excellency. But courts without the power adequately to punish.
Ah, your flock is beginning to congregate, Annas. I have given permission for them to be admitted to the inner court.
Jupiter, are you mad?
Oh, we are safe enough while Annas is still loyal to us. He shall address them.
I address them, Your Excellency?
Why not? You may be a poor orator. They'll be dazzled by the glitter of your silver, Annas.
I cannot pay them, Your Excellency.
You can, Annas. Aurelian, make a rough estimate of the amount due. Marius, escort our friend to the temporal treasury and draw the sum required from the vault.
I dare not, Your Excellency. Not without the sanction of the High Priest.
The High Priest was invited, and you are his accredited deputy. The role of paymaster will increase your prestige enormously, Annas.
He wouldn't be admitted to the treasury.
He'll unlock the treasury if he has to do it with a spear at his back.
I thought you were in favor of a peaceful settlement.
This will be peaceful. Come, Annas. Lead the way.
I can't help feeling
Your Excellency, forgive me.
Longinus, what are you doing here? Can't any of you obey orders?
I have important news, sir.
It can wait. We're in conference.
No, sir. It is for your ear alone.
Very well. The priest is in your custody, Marius. Come with me, Longinus.
Sir.
More bad news, I'll wager. You. I've forgotten your damn name.
My damned name is Aurelian, Commandant.
Well, you may have some influence with the Master Masons. Why not go down and talk to them?
I'll do what I can.
Why don't you and I call a truce, Annas? We both want the same thing, don't we? I understand your party. He doesn't.
We are always happy to negotiate, Commandant.
You could get that much money if you wanted.
There are certain difficulties.
Ah, yes, difficulties. But you and Caiaphas could get a personal draft for that small amount.
The money difficulty is not insuperable. If the procurator would extend us small privileges in return.
What do you want?
A mandate to maintain our authority.
Well, you talk as though your authority were questioned.
It is questioned every day. In every village between the Springs and Galilee.
Barabbas?
Oh.
Who then?
By a Nazarene. A talking carpenter. He calls himself the Messiah.
Oh, there have been a dozen messiahs since I joined the garrison.
They were mere nationalists. This one is different. He has set his face against the temple. He claims the forgiveness of sins.
The Sanhedrin. Worried by the babblings of an artisan. I don't believe it.
You would if you heard him, Commandant. This man performs illusions on a formidable scale. He's getting a powerful following.
The rabble will always watch a circus.
Not only the rabble. This man has won over at least one member of the Sanhedrin.
All right, stamp on him. You've got the powers of arrest and detention. Forgiveness of sin doesn't figure in our statute book as a crime. Unless, of course, the sin involves Caesar.
Supposing Caesar was already involved.
Well, if that's the case, why haven't you brought him to us before?
Because the procurator is not dependable. We can't afford to fail in this matter.
You leave the procurator to me. If it's as simple as that, why bandy words any further? Here he is. Don't go yet.
Marius!
All this prattle round a table. Give me 5 minutes alone with him and Annas will get us the money now.
We no longer need the money.
Not need it. Listen.
That isn't a riot. It's a cheer. Longinus is superintending the pay issue in the outer court. The headquarters of Barabbas was stormed at noon, and the whole of the treasure has been recovered.
Zeus! And Barabbas himself?
Wounded and in chains in the guardroom. He'll live for the cross.
I congratulate your excellency. With your permission, I will report back to the high priest.
By all means. The audience is over. Goethe, show Annas out. You won't need an escort, Annas. My respects to the high priest.
Your excellency.
I'll interrogate Barabbas and order a double guard for the cells. We've been lucky this time. We won't always be. Why don't you leave the priests to me? I know how to bargain with them.
I'm sure you do, Marius. I'm sure you do.
And when Pilate was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, Have thou nothing to do with this just man? For I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him.
Goethe. Oh, give me my cloak. Oh, it's cold. Is your master still down below in the judgment hall? Thank you. Now get me something to drink. No, something hot, you fool.
Dracula.
Oh, for both of us. I couldn't sleep.
There's a slave.
Getting drinks. You look as if you could do with one.
It's cold. It's miserably cold down there.
Why did you stay so long?
It's a difficult case.
Well, you can go to bed now.
It isn't over yet.
I asked one of the centurions. He said you were writing a conviction.
The centurion was guessing. I found the man innocent.
How much longer do we remain in Jerusalem?
Till after the Passover.
Oh, leave the drinks there, Goethe. Now get some sleep yourself. How long will that be, Pontius?
About a week.
I shall stay in Caesarea next time you come here. I hate this place. Hate it. Who is it that must be tried at this hour?
A carpenter called Jesus.
High treason, I suppose.
Blasphemy.
Blasphemy? Is that what kept you up all night? That's for the priests to play at, isn't it?
The Sanhedrin sent him to me.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Why do you pamper them so? Why didn't you send down and tell them to wait your convenience?
They're within their legal rights. There might be a death penalty. Their Passover begins at sunset.
You ask for half the worry you get. If only you took a firm stand against these people.
Oh, how many times have I told you we can't govern by force of arms in a place like this? Do you think I have enough men to suppress a real rising?
Who said anything about a rising? I merely implied the case was trivial.
It isn't trivial.
If this man goes free, the aqueduct will never be finished.
Then how can he be so innocent?
He's a bargaining counter, that's all.
Very well. But I can't see Cassius at Antioch being hauled out of bed for a bargaining counter. If you'll take advice from me, you'll get some sleep before you hear another witness.
There aren't any witnesses. Only the man himself.
What sort of a trial is this?
I told you, it's legal. An Orthodox Jew is defiled if he enters these premises on the eve of Passover. So they all sent in depositions, which he neither admitted or denied.
Were there no witnesses for the defense?
Not even his own testimony. Jupiter, the confusion of it all. Are you the king of the Jews? You say that I am. Are you a king? Are you? And he? My kingdom is not of this world. To that end I was born, that I should bear witness of the truth. I asked him, what is truth? Do any of us really know, except him?
You sound as if you were on trial yourself.
Down in the hall, I had the strangest feeling I was. It was after you sent down your message. Was it really necessary to send Goethe down with a hysterical note in the middle of a difficult sitting?
I'm sorry. It was an impulse. A stupid one. I was frightened.
Frightened of what?
Oh, of nothing. I had a bad dream. I've had it before in this wretched place. I felt so oppressed when I woke that I got up and went into your room.
Well, what then?
Well, it's no good looking for a matter-of-fact explanation. There isn't one. When I saw your bed hadn't been slept in, I suddenly felt sick with fear.
You shouldn't let superstition rob you of sleep. There's enough practical worries in all conscience.
Give me my letter. Let it burn with the rest of the illusions. Sometimes I think it would be wiser if I went myself.
You went where?
Home.
What's a scribbled message about a dream to do with your going home?
You honestly don't see the connection, do you?
No, I don't. How should I?
That I should have to tell you a sufficient answer in itself. A year ago, you would have understood that message. It wouldn't have irritated you. It would have brought you to me wherever you were. Today I have to explain it like a dull lesson to a dull child. That's the measure of our failure, Pilate. Go and get some rest.
Rest? You talk like a fool. Do you think I can loll on my couch and shut my brain to what goes on down there? Do you think I can see a decent, earnest, and supremely intelligent man hounded to death by scum who lack even the courage to kill him? Men who are trying to bully me into performing the office of hangman for them. Oh, I'm sorry, Procula. I'm tired and out of temper, but you can't begin to understand.
I understand less and less. I only know that in the last year something has grown up between us like a great gloomy rampart, and that you yourself keep adding to that barrier. Soon we shall no longer see or hear one another.
I'm sorry, Procula. This case, it's more than a routine trial. It has a personal element. One that I find very disturbing.
Well?
That prisoner. I recognized him as soon as they brought him in.
Who is he?
I owe him my life.
Your life?
Yes. We met in Samaria over a year ago. If I'd not met him when and as I did, you would have been back in Rome by now. But without me.
You never told me an attempt was made on your life in Samaria?
No, Procula. You see, the attempt would have been made by myself.
I've never thought of you as a man who would contemplate destroying yourself. Oh, yes, you might talk about it. With no real intention of ever...
I had every intention, I promise you. I went out into the desert alone and at night. I met him there. And from that very moment, I forgot my intention. We talked the whole night.
Did he realize...
I don't know. He might have. He had an odd intuitive mind that brought the discussion round to such matters. I saw then that to kill myself is no solution. For somewhere, there is an answer. He taught me to believe that. Now do you understand?
What will you do?
I've had him flogged as a mischief maker.
Perhaps that will satisfy his enemies.
No.
Then let him escape, as you did the Greek mercenary last year.
I can't play the same trick twice, and besides, this poor wretch would be stabbed in a festival mob, and that might even mean civil war.
Then discharge him after the festival and escort him out of the province.
I don't think he'd go, Procula.
Then how can you risk ruin for a man who won't even defend himself?
That is my problem, Procula.
Will you listen to me a moment, without interruption?
I'll always listen to you.
Very well, then. Resign.
Resign?
Resign now, before it's too late.
On what grounds?
Ill health. That's no falsehood. You've aged 20 years in the 3 you've been out here. No matter what happens to this man, the temple will bring you down. What was once a probability is now a certainty. Oh, you could do work anywhere in the empire. You just happen to be the wrong man for Judea. They want a man like Marius who knows how to look opulent and when to crack the whip.
Oh.
This man in the hall has been trying to do in the streets what you are trying to do from the seat of power. They've brought him down. How much easier to mark is a man like you standing in a ring of torches? Will you wait here to be crushed?
I'm sorry. I didn't know. I had to see you. It's urgent.
Leave us, Procula. What is it, Marius? One cannot wait upon courtesy.
I'm sorry. I thought you'd have gone to bed. They told me you were in session all night.
I was in session. I was told you were out on patrol.
I got back a few minutes ago and found this waiting for me at the guardroom.
Another appeal for troops.
It's not mine. It's from that old fox Annas. You haven't really dismissed this fellow with a scourging, have you?
What has this matter to do with you? It's a civil trial.
I keep my ears open. I've known of this mystic for some time. The Sanhedrin are terrified of him.
And you? Have you got him listed as a public menace?
Jupiter, no. There was a time when I thought he carried some weight with a rabble, but he doesn't count for 2 straws politically. I've checked on that. Read what Annas says.
I've heard him and I'm weary of it. Weary to death. Yes, this is nothing but a summary of the deposition he sent in.
It shows that in earnest.
Listen, Marius, I'm here to dispense law, not fables. I interrogated this man with great care.
I heard you did. And what did you discover?
Nothing, except that the man was quite innocent.
Under our law, maybe, but not theirs. He's supposed to have scoffed at every line of their book.
He is innocent of that, even.
Well, they might have put up a bad case, but does it matter all that much?
It should, to an administrator of justice.
I see.
What do you see, Marius? Come now, you'd better speak as you feel.
All right, then. I think it'd be madness to let this man free. You'll be sacrificing policy for sentiment again.
You suggest I should go back on my verdict and crucify an innocent man to placate the temple.
You haven't always been so merciful. Last year you hanged 3 of Primus's men for bedding a Jewish trollop.
That case is closed, Marius, and I refuse to reopen it. I will discuss this one, if you can manage to keep a civil tongue in your head.
Oh, I'm sorry, but it seems so...
Listen. Quite apart from the claims of justice, how do you think an ignominious capitulation to the Sanhedrin would affect our prestige in Jerusalem?
We haven't much prestige to lose. If this pipeline peters out, we're finished, both of us. You ought to see that.
Well, what then?
Well, get out, get back home. Get a transfer to Corinth, to Gaul even, to anywhere out of this cursed hole in the corner.
Is that all we're here for? To plot our way out?
It's the best we can hope for. I keep telling you that.
Then it's a pitifully poor excuse for being here at all.
Well, we're not to blame. We've got to rule by craft if they won't give us enough men to do it my way.
And your way is still the point of a pylon where it hurts most, Marius.
You can sneer as much as you like. But it's the only sort of administration barbarians respect.
Barbarians? These people had a civilization when Rome was a hideout for pirates.
Then all I can say is they must have had a better government machinery than we have. Look at us. The whole fabric of administration poised on the guilt or innocence of a talkative Galilean. I tell you this place...
Galilean, did you say?
Well, he's entered as a Galilean in the charge records. He comes from Nazareth.
Why didn't I notice that?
What has his being a Galilean got to do with it?
Everything. Galilee comes under the nominal jurisdiction of Herod.
Well, what of it?
You urge me to try the temple's tactics. I will, Marius. The prisoner shall go to Herod to be judged. I wonder how many times the Tetrarch has violated scriptural law. I'll write a message. Get her. Oh, Why is it we always overlook the obvious?
Caiaphas isn't a fool. He'll see it's another compromise.
And he's meant to. That's all part of the game. You leave this to me, Marius. I know what I'm doing.
Suppose the Sanhedrin object?
How can they? Less than a year ago, they petitioned to try all cases in their own court, save treason, robbery, and violence. Herod's name headed the petition. This is a Passover courtesy on my part. Well, there it is. Shall I send Goethe, or would you prefer to deliver it yourself?
I'll take it myself. What about the prisoner?
Leave him. And inform Caiaphas he must conduct him to Herod under the temple guards. I have no legionaries concerned with this. The matter has passed from our hands. Goethe, prepare my bath and inform your mistress I'll breakfast with her.
Supposing this doesn't work, what then?
Caiaphas will doubtless call on us with further suggestions.
He'll call, all right. The temple have sworn to have this man's life.
And I, Marius, have sworn to preserve it.
I tell you, we'll have more trouble over this fellow than you bargained for.
And I'm accepting full responsibility, Marius. Unless, of course, you will agree to share it.
I share it? Oh, I'd as soon share a bed with a leper. No, Pilate, this is one thing you can't pass on to the military.
It is something, Marius, that I can pass on to nobody.
And there was a woman of the Jews, Mary Magdalene, out of whom Jesus had cast seven devils.
You, Goethe, why are you here? Don't go, don't look so frightened. You won't give the alarm, you know me. Mary of Magdala. You're one of us, I've seen you at the meeting place. Listen to me, I must see the governor. I've climbed in here to see the governor. I'm trying to save Jesus. Will you help me? You must help me save Jesus. Do you know where he is? Bartholomew said he was taken away by the temple guard. Tell me where. Where did they take him? If only you could speak. Write it down. Write. Are you a literatus? I don't understand. What are you trying to say, Goethe? Money? A coin? Or what are you telling me? Herod? They've taken him to Herod. But why Herod? He knows nothing of Jesus. You must take me to the governor. I beg of you, if you love him, only the governor can save him. Is it the governor? No? Hide me. Where can I hide?
So I thought as I was coming, she might as well come too. There's not many people in Caesarea at this time of the year. Nearly all of them have gone north for the games.
All the same, I wish I'd stayed. This place is crowded to suffocation.
Ah, dwarf pineapples. I haven't seen one in months. Do you mind, Procula?
Theo, you boar. Nonsense. Let him have one, Nestor. They're put out to be eaten. Goethe. Goethe, find your master and bring him here. Look in the scroll room. He can't be far away. We had breakfast together less than an hour ago. Well, let's have a drink. I think some of your wine's left. We get through an enormous amount. Half the garrison officers slink in here and guzzle it on the sly.
I'll send you a couple of cases tomorrow.
But this is a charming room, Claudia. You've never been in here before. I could have sworn it was a barrack from the outside. It looks it.
You must think we're the most inhospitable couple in the world. Whenever you call, Pontius is either out or up to his chin in official papers.
Well, we must expect that if we call uninvited.
He was in the judgment seat most of the night. The trial isn't over yet.
More fool him. If I was governor, I'd post archers at every door in this heat and give orders to shoot visitors at sight.
Well, lucky he doesn't. A blind archer couldn't miss you at 100 furlongs.
No. I work like a slave, but I go on putting on weight.
Oh, you eat too much between meals.
I'm always hungry out here.
I can't imagine where Pilate's gone. Well, go and look in the hall, Goethe. Whew, I couldn't bear having that lame, half-witted creature creeping about. Why don't you get somebody good? Oh, Goethe's all right.
He's quiet. I like him that way. Good mind to have the tongues out of some of my people. A friend of mine in Aquila did it.
Yes.
Only made them sulky, though. I say, Claudia, couldn't we come to a meal tonight?
Theo!
Oh, Claudia doesn't mind. She can say no if she likes. This business of Pilate's will be finished by then, won't it?
I hope so. It should be.
What he needs is a bit of cheerful company.
Aurelian's staying with you, isn't he? Yes. Well, come over tonight and bring him with you. Come on, Theo. We're due at Clito's in half an hour. It's quite a ride. I'll hand you over to the duty centurion. He'll have your horses brought round to the front.
Yes. Thank you. That's thank most you so kind of you. I must say that I enjoy
it. Goethe.
Goodbye, Nesta.
Oh, no.
Who are you? How did you get here?
Don't have me arrested. Not before I've seen him. Just let me speak to him for a moment.
But who let you in? Goethe?
The slave didn't admit me. I came in myself.
Why didn't the stairhead sentry stop you?
I didn't come by the stairs. I came by the balcony.
But how?
I climbed the coping. I had to see the governor. I tried over and over again, but they turned me away. I got over the wall and went in through the kitchen. Then I got out into the court and climbed up. I knew this was his room. I've seen him standing here.
It's incredible you didn't get shot by the guard room archers. They must keep a scandalously lazy watch. I suppose you have this heat to thank for being alive. Well, the governor's not here at the moment. I'm his wife.
His wife? Claudia Procula.
Goethe, this woman climbed in through the balcony. You've been in and out all morning. How is it you didn't see her?
I hid myself in there. He knows nothing about me.
You've cut yourself badly. See to her leg, Goethe. Fetch water and bandages. Come over here and sit down, woman. I'm not going to eat you. Now then, why this urgency? Why didn't you petition in the proper way? The governor always grants an interview.
There isn't time. They're trying to kill Jesus.
Jesus? Or the Galilean carpenter?
You know about him.
The governor tried him this morning. He sent him to the Tetrarch. Are you his wife?
He has no wife. He is the Messiah.
Then where is his following?
There aren't many of us. We've tried to stop him from coming to Jerusalem. They hate him here.
Why?
Because he says that people like me will see God.
All right, Goethe. Leave us. Why shouldn't you see God? What are you? A harlot?
No, I was never a harlot. But I plaited harlot's hair in Magdala. I was torn by devils. I lived in the harlot's dwellings. No one else would have me.
Yes? What then?
He touched me and I was sane.
This Messiah of yours, what else does he do besides cast out devils?
He can do anything if you believe. He cures all sickness and blindness by touch. I've seen him heal lepers. And James told me he can raise the dead.
If he can do all this, why isn't he more popular?
Because he loves people like us. The temple won't bother with us. They'd like to have him for themselves. He's a wonderful talker. He makes jokes about them and they hate him for it. They hate him because none of them can heal as he heals. How should they? He is the Son of God.
The Son of Jehovah? The Jewish God?
The true God.
How do you know this?
Because he tells us.
Do you understand anything else he tells you?
Not much, but the 12 do.
The 12?
His picked followers. It was one of them that betrayed him last night.
I've heard all about this promised Messiah. He's expected as far away as Rome. But the Jews want a nationalist. A man who will restore Jewish independence and make your race more powerful than Rome.
It's the same with the men here. They want a fighter. Jesus preaches love.
You don't understand his teaching, yet you risked your life to come here and plead for him. Did you do that as a convert or as a woman?
I don't understand.
You love him, don't you?
He gave me a place in life. He was good to me when I lived in filth and rags among harlots. That is more important than giving me sanity. He made me a woman again. Can you understand that?
Of course I can. There's nothing wrong with loving him as you love him.
Of course it is wrong. How can a woman like me love the Son of God?
That claim has been his undoing.
For the love of God, save Jesus of Nazareth.
Pick her up. His wife?
No, just a follower.
Odd how the world pays its debts.
He's supposed to have cured thousands. When he needs help, what do we find? One half-crazy woman. Where do you live?
In Bethany, at the house of Natai the porter.
Now listen, then. I intend to save this man's life.
You will.
But there are difficulties. If he goes free, can you and your friends get him out of the city?
We will take him away before sunset, north, to Samaria.
Samaria isn't far enough. You must get him into Syria, or east of the Jordan. You understand?
Oh, yes, yes, anywhere.
Has she money?
She has nothing.
I'll take this, then. And go home.
She'll never get out of the fort.
Get Goethe. I'll write her a passport. Goethe!
Oh, I should be careful what you put in writing, Pontius.
Now, take this, woman. We'll get you out of the city. Go back to Bethany and wait. If the man is released, I'll send him to you. Goethe, escort this woman to the postern. Make sure she leaves. I advise you to buy some food and get some rest. You can do nothing more at the moment.
May the Lord bless you.
Take her, Goethe. That's the first time the Jew has kissed my hand, Dracula.
It might have been bought at a price. Oh, what made you commit yourself in writing? She could have taken her chance in the city.
It wouldn't have been much of a chance. Every one of this man's little sect is marked down.
But supposing they arrest and search...
What would you have me do, woman? Turn this man loose without hope of friends or refuge? You urged me to be merciful not 2 hours ago.
Mercy need not entail risk to that extent, surely. In any case, I thought this affair was to be settled by Herod.
As we came in, there was some sort of disturbance outside the high priest's house. I sent Longinus to investigate. The Galilean mightn't have got as far as Herod's.
And if he hasn't?
I've another and better plan.
My plan is the only certain one. Give a verdict of not guilty and turn the man loose. If the verdict is not accepted, you'll have every excuse for honorable resignation.
I will not resign till I put one thing to the test. The people here. When have I ever heard their voice? Always the voice of the temple through whom we rule, but never the voice of the Jews themselves.
Why shouldn't the two be one and the same?
No, I'll never believe that. And because I will not believe it, this case shall be judged by the people, if that becomes necessary.
You'll have your chance to test a mob's nobility, all right. There's a rabble making holiday outside the main gate now.
They won't hammer on the gate in vain. I've given permission for it to enter.
Will you speak?
If necessary. Dracula.
Yes?
If I do speak, I should like you to stay.
If you want me to.
Oh!
Oh, here's Longinus now.
Come in, Longinus.
I've just seen the covenant, Your Excellency. This was to be delivered to you from the Tetrarch.
Where's the prisoner?
Back again. They're bringing him over from the High Priest now.
What does Herod say?
Your Excellency will understand. Dare not deal with this man. Galilean by domicile only, native of Bethlehem. Beg you to believe my position will become untenable.
Oh, why do we suffer these lice to live on our backs?
Marius tells me they had fun with Messiah up at the palace.
What constitutes a tetrarch's fun?
Oh, baiting him is what you'd expect, sir. He's back here in a purple robe with a crown of thorns and a reed scepter. Octavius said how much better the trapping would have suited Herod.
How big is the crowd?
2,000 or 3,000. Are you sure you won't have them dispersed, sir?
No. Fetch Caiaphas.
Oh, I doubt if he'll come, sir. To enter the building now means defilement.
He'll risk that to make sure of the carpenter. Besides, for the high priest, there's always dispensation. Fetch him. And Marius, too.
Yes, Your Excellency.
Do you still want me to stay?
Yes. But whatever happens, do not speak. Do you understand?
I understand.
I met the centurion on the stairs. Things are getting out of hand. What do you expect me to do?
Help yourself to a drink, Marius. You look uncomfortably warm.
You heard what's happened at Herod's?
Longinus told me. I've sent for Caiaphas. You better stay.
You better. All night on duty and then 3 hours there in the broiling sun with that mob. It's a wonder I'm still on my feet.
The high priest, Your Excellency, who's waiting an audience.
Greetings, Your Excellency.
You have seen my clerk's transcript of this morning's proceedings?
I have, Your Excellency.
I found the man technically innocent, Caiaphas.
He was found guilty in our courts, Your Excellency.
I have no doubt of that. But your code is not ours.
He is guilty by your code also if sedition is still a capital offence, Your Excellency.
I found no proof of that in your deposition.
Pardon me, Your Excellency. Bar Matthias testified to trapping the blasphemer with a common coin in the temple area a few days ago.
I recall the statement.
Bar Matthias himself admits that the prisoner replied, "Give to Caesar the things that are Caesar's."
A cleverly veiled insult, Your Excellency.
But a long way from sedition, Caiaphas.
Be that as it may, Your Excellency, I cannot vouch for the temper of my people if this man goes free during the holy festival.
Use your brains, man. How can I pronounce capital sentence on a bundle of vague statements which do nothing but contradict each other?
If I might be permitted to speak plainly, Your Excellency.
I want you to speak plainly. Why else should I ask you here?
Your Excellency relies upon my authority to cooperate in the maintenance of good order here.
Naturally I do. That's our system.
I cannot shoulder that responsibility during a festival if your imperial support is withdrawn.
I appreciate your precautionary measures, but why this ridiculous insistence on a death penalty?
We used to stone blasphemers before the Romans came here. This man claims to be the Son of God, and by our law, he ought to die.
Were you not expecting a Messiah?
The Messiah will come to us in the fullness of time, Your Excellency.
And how will he be recognized?
The Messiah will not be a Galilean carpenter, Your Excellency.
No, not a carpenter, Caiaphas, but a doctor of the temple. A high-born prophet, whose mission is clear. Maintain your privileges and shield your prestige. Is that the man you await?
You cannot maintain discipline without trained leadership. With my people, leadership is a tradition. It does not emerge from stable dung, mouthing a false doctrine of fellowship with God through a mere act of believing. Our faith and our temple were not built overnight.
10,000 devils, what's to be gained from theological discussion? Let us surrender the man and be done with it.
I've learned to respect your Jewish faith, Caiaphas, but I cannot sacrifice an innocent man on the altar of bigotry. But I believe your faith and that of your fathers to have long since parted company.
Your Excellency is ill-informed. I assure you they remain as one. Hear for yourself. That is the voice of my people, Your Excellency.
Your people? Why not his people? If I let this man free...
With deep respect, I say it, Your Excellency. If you let this man free, you are not Caesar's friend.
A threat, Caiaphas?
Advice, Your Excellency.
Of course it's a threat. If the carpenter goes free, they'll apply direct to Rome.
That won't be necessary. I'm inclined to take Caiaphas at his word.
A conviction? Now, here's common sense.
I intend to act strictly according to law, Caiaphas. Your law.
Your Excellency will be increasing our loyalty to Rome if our wishes are granted in this matter.
Very well, then. I officially pronounce this man guilty.
Guilty on our depositions?
On your depositions, Caiaphas. The decision of your courts shall be the decision of mine.
Your Excellency will not regret it. If I might have the warrant of conviction?
I've already prepared a warrant. It only needs sentence and signature. Here. The sentence is death.
And the order of execution? There is not over much time before the Passover, Your Excellency.
There will be no execution on this occasion, Caiaphas.
This is madness. How can the man be put to death without execution?
A point of law, Marius. The Galilean is convicted, but discharged. I release him under the Passover clemency clause in your Declaration of Privileges. Jesus of Nazareth owes his life to the festival. Is that satisfactory?
Satisfactory? How can it be?
It is strictly according to law, I assure you.
The law is our law, Your Excellency. The Passover release of one state prisoner...
Right.
...and the choice is our own. There is one other state prisoner, Your Excellency.
Who?
Barabbas.
Barabbas? You expect me to release him? The man is an outlaw, a dangerous and violent one.
Nevertheless, my people would prefer Barabbas, Your Excellency.
You can't mean that.
Most earnestly, Your Excellency, Barabbas has not made light of Jehovah.
Is that your last word? You prefer to loose upon society a man like Barabbas in preference to a harmless philosopher?
I did not say that I preferred it, Your Excellency. I speak for my people.
Very well. You shall be put to the test. We shall see if your choice is their choice. If it is... Then you have my pledge that the carpenter shall be dead before sunset.
What are you going to do now?
Put the question to the people.
A plague on the people. How can you make us look so cheap?
The governor is the voice of the emperor. How dare you question his decision?
How long has Judea been ruled by a woman?
Marius, how dare you?
The army will not forget that insult, Pilate.
Leave us, Procula. And you, Marius. This is a matter between us, Caiaphas. Are you agreed?
I am agreed, Your Excellency.
When the people have chosen, I shall require you to give the prisoner a guarantee of safe conduct out of the province.
My personal guarantee, Your Excellency.
I shall go out to them now. Jews! They have brought me your king!
We have no king but Caesar!
I have been asked to crucify your king! Tomorrow is the Feast of the Passover. In honor of the festival, Rome releases to you one prisoner. I give the people a choice. This man or Barabbas. Choose now. One prisoner. Jesus of Nazareth or Barabbas.
Give us Barabbas!
Barabbas! Give us Barabbas!
Not this man!
I find no fault with the Nazarene!
Give us Barabbas!
Gerda, fetch water!
Take him and crucify him!
I wash my hands of this innocent man.
And they took Jesus and led him away into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him. And two other with him, on either side one, and Jesus in the midst. And there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour.
The men are just as bad with their fashions of the moment. Look at Theocritus and his sudden obsession for physical culture.
Oh, did he get himself a dancing instructress?
He got a mania for javelin throwing.
Oh, it happened years ago, but Nestor never lets me forget it.
It was when we were in Antioch, herded over the premises. The only place we could stretch our legs was on the roof, and that looked down on the main street of the city.
Well, what happened?
Well, Theo started practicing on the roof, hurling the awful things at a stuffed mattress he'd fixed up on the parapet. One morning I was in my bath when the Chiliarch walked in. He'd come to arrest us under one of Theo's javelins that sailed over the roof and pinned the foot of a charioteer to the floor of the forehorse he was driving. No, thanks, Claudia. I could eat another thing.
I think I could try some of those peaches. They look juicy. It's the bother of stoning them.
Goethe will peel and stone them for you, Theocritus. He's good at it.
Oh, clever monkey, isn't he?
Yes. I don't know what we'd do without him.
Talking of slaves, Pontius, you had a big fellow going up to Golgotha at noon. What was he, a tradesman?
Golgotha? He was a carpenter.
A carpenter? But Jupiter, why didn't you sell him? He'd have fetched over 400 in auction, wouldn't he, Marius?
He wasn't much of a carpenter. He talked too much.
It's getting dark. Why is it getting dark at this hour? Isn't sunset yet?
There's a storm coming up, I expect.
There isn't a sign of a storm. It's simply unnaturally dark out there. It's stuffy, too. I've never known it so close and so stuffy. The fan, Goethe.
It's cooler with the curtains across.
Do you feel that?
Feel what, old man?
An earth tremor. I felt it distinctly. Did you feel it, Procula?
No.
I did. It was slight, but I did feel it.
Well, they don't have earthquakes in Judea, do they?
Never. People who come here from Pompeii and Sicily have got earthquakes on the brain.
I tell you, I felt it.
Listen, who says there isn't a storm?
What's troubling you, Pontius? Anything wrong?
I'm sorry, I haven't slept well for some time. I'm finding this heat oppressive.
Overwork, that's your trouble.
He's not the only one.
Look, why don't you and Claudia take a trip back home? You could both do with the rest.
I'll find you a comfortable passage any time.
I can't go until the aqueduct's finished.
Oh!
Who's there? It's Longinus.
Forgive me, Your Excellency.
Someone down in the hall is making repeated requests to see you. He claims a matter of urgency.
Oh, who is it?
His name is on this paper, sir.
I'll not see anyone tonight.
And I've issued orders to that effect, sir, but the man is insistent. When I ordered him out, he produced this authority.
A woman from Magdala.
The case is closed. Tell him nothing more can be done.
Shall I make an appointment, Your Excellency?
Well, send him away.
Yes, Your Excellency.
Who was it?
A merchant from Arimathea. Called himself Joseph and claims to represent Nicodemus of the Sanhedrin.
I know Nicodemus. He used to do a good trade in mixed stuff from the north. Gave it up some time ago to follow some cult or other. A lot of these wealthy Jews get religion when they've made their pile.
Oh, it's hot in here.
Why don't we all go over to Balthazar's? I'm willing.
Anywhere out of this oven. I'd only be pestered if I stay here where they can reach me. I'll order the horses.
Thank you. That's most kind.
Guard!
Commandant!
That Arimathean in the hall. If he's still there, tell the centurion to order him up here now. Then return to your post and keep your eyes open.
Very good, Commandant.
Come in, man. And shut the curtains after you. You are Joseph of Arimathea?
The centurion said the procurator would receive me.
The procurator will not receive you. I am the commandant. How did you come by the official seal and signature of the governor?
It was given me by one of our faith, a woman.
How did she get it?
From the governor himself, sir.
Liar. Give it to me. Well, this is a forgery, but a damn good one. We'll go into that matter shortly. What do you want with the governor?
A corpse, commandant.
A corpse?
Jesus of Nazareth. He was executed at noon.
Is he dead?
He was not dead when I left him. But I have to make arrangements for burial.
Are you a relative?
No, commandant. No relative.
Then you must be one of his following.
Yes. I was one of his following.
Do you realize the danger of an admission like that? This man was crucified for high treason. Where are the others?
The others, Commandant?
The other followers of this circus act.
They are scattered.
Have you no meeting place?
None that I know of.
Down in the cells under the guardroom, we have various means of loosening tongues. I'm placing you under arrest.
You must do as you think best, Commandant. Meanwhile, I request the body of my master.
You'll get no body, damn you! Guard! Maybe you'll be too concerned with what happens to your own carcass. In the meantime, try to remember which of your fellowship is the expert at forging the official seal. Here, you! Take this man to the guard.
What are you charging him with, Marius?
Your Excellency. With forgery. This is as good a counterfeit as I've ever seen.
It isn't a counterfeit.
What?
Did the woman from Magdala give it to you?
Yes, Your Excellency.
What could you hope to do now? The man has been on the cross for hours.
He came for the body. The man isn't even dead yet, and they come whining for his body.
The bodies of malefactors must be down from the cross by sundown on the eve of a festival. Guard! Take this man to the chart room and stay with him till I send for you. Don't let him out of your sight.
Yes, Your Excellency.
Why did you arrest him?
I tell you, I thought that pass was a forgery. I couldn't believe that you'd issued it yourself.
And now that I tell you I did issue it?
If you don't keep that man under arrest, you'll have more trouble than you bargained for.
What sort of trouble, now that the Nazarene is executed?
I got a hint from Caiaphas this morning. This fellow's a miracle worker, and he's promised he'll raise himself from the dead.
Do you believe that?
Of course I don't believe it.
And why this agitation?
Well, others might believe it. If they got hold of the body, there's no knowing what sort of rumors might get about during the festival.
Have you any proposals regarding the disposition of the body?
Exhibit it in a public place. That'll quell any ghost stories.
Are you so ignorant of the people we govern as to suppose we could exhibit a dead body in Jerusalem during their Passover?
All right, then embalm it, set a guard over the tomb, and expose it to the public immediately the festival's over.
No.
Oh, very well, then, if you're so squeamish about it, let Caiaphas superintend the burial.
Why? Why? Are we completely under the thumb of the priests?
Well, what are we going to do?
Get up. This Arimathean can have his body and bury it where he will. There's a prisoner and escort in the chart room, Goethe. Fetch them here.
You're determined to act against my advice?
I'm determined to prevent the Imperial Eagles from being chained to the temple wall.
Very well, then. But you won't drag me into this. I'll hand in my personal resignation to Vitellius tomorrow.
Vitellius will hear you with the greatest interest, I'm sure. Provided, of course, you can coax him out of his bath.
If the legate won't listen, Rome will.
The prisoner, Your Excellency.
I'll leave him here. Go back to your post on the stairhead. Do you expect Jesus of Nazareth to rise from the dead? Well, do you?
I thought it possible, Lord Pilate.
How could you, a businessman, believe that?
He worked greater miracles, Your Excellency.
Why didn't you make an effort to save him?
He forbade force. We could have broken from the temple guard last night.
Why didn't you get him away in spite of himself?
He refused to leave Jerusalem. He told us that his father forbade it.
When he is dead, where do you want to bury him?
In my own tomb, Lord Pilate.
And then?
I shall go back to Arimathea.
What did you do in Arimathea?
I was principal agent for the business of Nicodemus, the merchant.
Will you restart your business?
What else can I do?
How much could this man have meant to you? He or his teachings?
He meant everything, Lord Pilate.
Yet while there is still life in his body, you plan to re-enter the world from which he called you and forget all that he taught.
We can never forget what he taught. And none of us can ever be the same again. But without him, not one of us knows enough to propagate the truth.
And when you die, there'll be nothing left of his faith.
Nothing. But the example of our own lives, those of us that remain faithful.
A great disappointment, this Jesus. If he had come down from the cross,
he would have changed the world.
Why are you so sure of that?
Because he taught us to know people. They came to gaze on his miracles, as the vulgar will here and everywhere. But they stayed to listen to his voice, and many were comforted. One more miracle, a consummating personal miracle, and he would have been accepted throughout Judea.
And beyond.
Why not? We had ambitions, plans. Some of us have already gone out with the word.
Lacking that miracle, the tree will wither. Even you now believe this man is mortal. Yet you did not always believe him so.
It is only tonight, we know, he is dying.
Yet he called himself the Son of God.
He called every man the Son of God.
Take him now.
Your Excellency.
Take him before it's too late. Take him for dead and wrap him in a shroud. Greta! How far is your sepulchre?
No distance from Golgotha, Your Excellency.
Who knows of your tomb?
My family only, Lord Pilate.
Fetch the centurion Longinus, Goethe. Now listen carefully. You and I, Joseph, will attempt this miracle. When you've recovered the body, you'll move off towards your tomb. But before you've gone far, you'll be overtaken by a messenger. He will direct you here.
Here, Your Excellency?
Obey my messenger's instructions to the letter. Your duty is to find Nicodemus and his servants and take them to the cross, but leave everything else to me.
There is a hangman's squad at the cross, Your Excellency.
The squad will have its instructions. Use this seal if you're challenged.
Your Excellency.
You sent for me, Your Excellency.
Yes, Longinus. Return to the guest, Goethe. Guard!
Sir.
Escort the Arimathean to the gate.
Yes, Your Excellency.
Your Excellency.
Longinus. I believe you superintended the execution today.
Myself and Nona, sir.
Is Nona still there?
Yes, sir, with four men.
None of the malefactors were dead when you left?
No, sir. I gave orders for the dispatch of all three after 2 more hours. They must be dead before the festival commences.
How much of that 2 hours is left?
I returned about an hour ago, sir.
Were there many spectators at Golgotha?
Well, they nearly all left after the disturbances.
What disturbances?
The earth tremor and the sudden darkness.
You are to return to the cross at once, Longinus. Get there as quickly as you can and dismiss Nona.
Shall I break the legs?
Of two of them. Jesus of Nazareth, you will take down living or dead.
Forgive me, sir, but do the priests know of this?
No. There's your authority. It carries my seal and signature.
But what am I to do with the man, sir?
At the cross, you will meet a party of Jews, 4 in number. One of them has a safe conduct under my seal. Dismiss the squad and chase away loiterers. When the Jews move off towards their private tomb, follow them. At a safe distance, overtake and redirect them here.
I've come in through the postern.
There are sentries at the postern, Your Excellency.
Have you two men would welcome transfers to Alexandria?
Two? I have 100, sir.
Well, select two and give them orders to admit a party in charge of yourself. Oh, one other thing, Longinus.
Yes, sir?
I cannot order you to fulfill these instructions.
I have your authority, Your Excellency.
There is no authority for an action such as this. I can only say that if anything goes wrong, my seal will prove that you're acting on my instructions. Does that satisfy you?
Yes, Your Excellency.
You may need an extra pair of hands. Take my slave, the German.
A slave, Your Excellency? Is it wise?
Goethe is dumb. You'll find him below. I need not remind you to keep the closest counsel.
There is one question, sir.
Well?
Have we fresh evidence on the Nazarene, sir?
Evidence of a sort. The evidence of our consciences.
I think I understand. You see, sir, I saw him crucified. And he was, well, different.
You may go!
And the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And when the centurion saw what was done, he glorified God, saying, "Certainly this was a righteous man."
Sentry! Oh, damn it, a sentry!
Who's there?
Someone will hang for this. No, sentry. Should be a sentry. I posted one myself.
What do you want, Marius?
Easy enough to get in here. Might have been a zealot, mightn't I? 6 inches of steel in your neck.
If you have nothing to say, go back to your quarters and get sober.
Oh, I'll sober up in the saddle at first light. I'm riding north, pilot. Handed over to Tertius hours ago. Came to tell you.
Give me your resignation and get out, Marius. I don't want to be obliged to place you under arrest.
You? You arrest me? That's good. Oh, that's good. You can't arrest me. I'm off duty.
If you're going to lay your complaint to Vitellius, you'd better give me your resignation and start north immediately.
Pontius, do you know that there isn't a sentry on the stairhead?
There. What did I tell you? Easiest thing in the world to get in here of a night.
Your resignation, Marius.
All right. Here it is.
Now get out. And see you don't fall down the stairs.
Why has Marius resigned?
We can't agree on policy.
What did he mean about an inquiry?
He's going to report to the legate in Syria.
Are you going to let him?
I can't prevent him.
If he manages to win over Vitellius, you'll be ruined. You realize that, I suppose.
I'm not afraid of Marius.
I shall be leaving in the morning.
I think you're wise. I told you to go back to Caesarea a week ago.
Further than Caesarea, Pontius. I'm going home.
I'll make arrangements for transport in the morning.
Theo is booking my passage on one of his own boats.
You saw fit to discuss it with Theo, then?
I've discussed the passage, not the reason for my leaving.
Do you intend to give me your reasons?
I've already given them to you 12 times.
Very well, then there's no more to be said.
There is one thing.
Well?
You never gave me your answer about resigning.
I'll give it you now. I'll never resign.
I still think we could start again somewhere else.
Oh, don't lie to yourself, Procula.
You don't need me any longer.
That's not true.
Of course it's true. You've been stumbling in a dark world of your own choosing for over a year. Sometimes I think you aren't quite sane any longer. You need me? Why, you barely notice me behind your mountain of documents and memoranda. Goethe, the slave that changes your sandals, is closer to you than I am. Can't you see that you're deceiving yourself?
Not any longer. Doubtless you'll hear of it soon enough. And then you can add your voice to the voice of my other enemies.
What new lunacy have you committed?
I am trying to save the Nazarene.
Save him? But how?
His followers and Longinus are taking him from the cross. I've given orders for him to be brought here.
What made you run such a risk?
What concern is it of yours? From now on, we follow our own roads.
You cannot do this alone.
I must.
Oh, how can I go with this hanging over you? If it means as much as this to you, I have the right to share it. I beg of you, tell me and let me judge. Why?
Because I must. Because I should never know another moment's peace. Because something here in me would die, as certainly as they mean him to die out there.
You did your best to save the man before.
A coward's best.
At first, his life or death was a matter of common justice. But as their determination to sacrifice him hardened, so my understanding of him and his plan clarified. Until I saw beyond doubt that the woman from Magdala was right. This carpenter is no conjuring messiah. Neither is he what they make him, a god. He is more. He is me. He's the whole of enslaved humanity. I believe that the mob, the men who whimper in their sleep for miseries past and fresh miseries to come, would welcome him. I believe that. And I staked his life on it. I gave them the choice, and they chose Barabbas.
You could do no more.
But I can. There's a prophecy among this man's following that he shall return to them from the dead. If I restore him to them, I shall have done more than save his life. I shall have launched his plan. Don't you see, Brocula? The people rejected him today. But one more miracle, the crowning miracle of a man dead and buried walking among them. And there are no limits to his authority. He will reach out to Rome itself and beyond. The world's prejudice and ignorance could not withstand the impact of his faith.
But it's time for you to go.
Not now. I begin to understand.
Password.
It's Caiaphas. How did he know the password?
What will you do?
Face him. What else can I do? And if he knew the password, how much more might he...
The High Priest, Your Excellency.
This visit is unique, Caiaphas. How is it that you break all precedent by entering these apartments on the morning of the Passover?
It was imperative that I saw Your Excellency.
What is it that cannot wait upon religious observance?
I have called for the body of the blasphemer.
The high priest defiles himself for a corpse. Nazarene is still at the place of execution?
No.
When he's dead and disposed of. The hangman squad had orders to clear the knoll before Passover.
The blasphemer was not interred at the place of execution, Your Excellency.
Why should his place of burial concern you?
With respect to Your Excellency, the Sanhedrin deputed me to claim the corpse.
Claim it? High words to the governor, Caiaphas. This man died under Roman jurisdiction. His interment is the concern of the Roman authority.
Your Excellency is not fully informed. There is a prophecy...
I've heard it, that the carpenter shall rise again within 3 days. Do you, as high priest, believe this preposterous fancy?
I am not concerned with the probability of resurrection, Your Excellency. Certain ignorant people are deliberately misinterpreting passages from our sacred books.
Are you sure that belief in the possibility of resurrection is confined to the ignorant? If so, then how is it you risk defilement at this hour to satisfy yourself on this point? Has the Sanhedrin said to itself, suppose, after all, this man is the Messiah?
No, a man cannot rise from the dead save by the power of Jehovah. And if that power is not visited on the elect, how could it enter a man who took the holy name in vain?
Ah, how indeed, Caiaphas. Everything shrieks out a denial of such a monstrous possibility. Yet even so, you come to me for sanction to watch a corpse for 3 days. To what extent did this anxiety possess you? Shall I tell you, Caiaphas? To the extent of making you imperil your own life and liberty. At this moment, Caiaphas, only my clemency stands between your person and a capital charge. In order to gain access to me, you discovered and used the fort password. A password changed twice each night.
It was imperative I saw, Your Excellency. If the rumor of resurrection got abroad in the city, this man's prestige might threaten Rome. You dare not arrest me for doing Rome's work.
I dare this instant if I chose. Do you presume that because I find it expedient to give you a man's life at noon, I'm to be your lackey for my term of office? The Nazarene's remains are Rome's affair, and Rome will select and guard the tomb. Guard!
My sole object is to prevent disorders.
Leave such work to me, Caiaphas. And never forget that the temporal power you wield flows from me and me alone. Guard! The visitor will leave by the main gate immediately. Escort him to the street.
I will solicit an audience after 3 days, Your Excellency.
The interview is over, Caiaphas.
I am trembling with hatred, Procula. The Nazarene would have chastened him without hate.
Pontius, there's someone here. Where do you come from? What do you want?
He comes from the Nazarene. You have him. Speak, man, speak.
His wounds were terrible.
But not mortal.
They speared his side.
Is he dead?
He died more than an hour ago.
You bungling fool! I gave you direct orders!
Is he here?
We've taken him to the tomb I prepared. That dumb slave you sent, he was one of our brotherhood, a gentleman. He carried him in his arms the whole of the way.
You sent Goethe?
Leave us, Joseph, leave us.
Have I your permission to set the seal on the tomb, Your Excellency?
Yes, yes. Act as you please.
There is one small matter, Your Excellency. The Sanhedrin will certainly seek to take him from us. If they use force...
The governor has already informed the high priest that the tomb will be guarded by auxiliaries. Wait below. I will try and make the arrangements.
Your Excellency.
Pontius, you will have to issue orders for the tomb to be guarded. That man is right. The Sanhedrin will do all they can to get possession of the body.
What does it matter now? Who has the body?
You began this thing. You must complete it.
It has been completed for me. This man deified himself, and the gods have given him their answer. If he had lived to complete his work, he might have changed the world. He has died, and his plan with him.
Nevertheless, the tomb must be guarded.
Why? What use to involve ourselves further? You do not believe this man had the power to raise himself from the dead?
I do not know what I believe about him. Only that I have witnessed the miracle of faith he wrought upon yourself.
That was no miracle. I was born with faith in the ability of men to shape for themselves a destiny in which there was hope and dignity. It was only that this man showed me, for a brief instant, the means of putting that dream into practice. The moment has gone by.
The moment may come again.
Never. Never for us. Who's that?
It's Goethe. He no longer limps. And Pontius. His face.
The courts are empty. But soon the city will be stirring, and the people will come from their dwellings to seek his presence. I will go to the house of Mary to prepare for the master.
That was Spark in Judea by R.F. Delafield. It was adapted by Simona Pakenham and produced by Noel Iliff. The part of Pontius Pilate was played by Valentine Dial. Claudia Procula by Pauline Letts. Marius by Roger Snowden. Caiaphas by Heron Carvick. Mary Magdalene by Sheila Grant. And other parts by members of the BBC Drama Repertory Company.